این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
This is a short part of Imam Khomeini's speech. Attention to spiritual values is the key to safeguarding the Islamic system. As long as this nation sustains this condition that it has now, which is devotion to spirituality to an extent, and these our youth pay attention to spiritualities, and this great transformation has occurred in them, and in those that barter martyrdom with their heart and soul, as long as these are safeguarded, this Islamic Republic is safe, and no one can violate it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, on the subject of uprising for God, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, uprising for God is free of any and all losses and damages. Well, this sentence might have several interpretations. The one I want to talk about is the concept of ikhlas. Having sincere intentions or ikhlas in performing deeds done only out of love for God and for the sake of His pleasure is imperative in the lives of the believers, to the extent that the quality of their deeds is judged by the amount of its sincerity. Sincere intentions and deeds brings a person to the highest level of faith and nobility. To have ikhlas is to avoid all wrong intentions that pollute a person's thoughts and actions. In describing the pure servants of God, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, one of their prominent features is that they have purified themselves for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted their khulus or purity. Moreover, the Holy Prophet wasallam said that Jibra'il brought him a writing in which it was written, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Muhammad wasallam as his messenger from the blessed tree and purified him. These two hadith indicate that sincerity is a crucial characteristic of pure servants, and even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected His Prophet for this feature of him.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
According to the Holy Book of Quran and the Hadith, to have ikhlas is to turn your back to all wrong intentions that pollute and devalue man's deeds. Even a deed done out of fear of hell or out of interest in paradise is considered by some hadith as a deed with no ikhlas, since the fear and interest have non-divine roots and vary greatly from a purified intention. The only deed that possesses highest level of ikhlas is a deed done only out of a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sake of His pleasure. When Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh declares that Muslims should uprise and act for the sake of their Lord, I, as a follower of this great character, interpret it in this way that ikhlas is a very important feature for such servants. Okay, that was it. I hope you have enjoyed it. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.